This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are in the United States just over 100 historically black colleges and universities, HBCUs they're called. Most of them were founded in the South after the Civil War, when established schools basically refused to admit African Americans. We're in a time now in this country of renewed attention to race in this economy, about conversations about class and protest and free speech. And that might help explain why, after a bunch of rough years, enrollment is up at a lot of HBCUs. From the Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
On the 150-year-old campus of Morgan State University in Baltimore, the band warms up a crowd before a groundbreaking ceremony for a new $90 million student services building. President David Wilson welcomes the mayor and dozens of other dignitaries and alums.
You know, growth is essential to the vibrancy and to the relevancy of a modern university, and Morgan must never, ever cease to grow.
The historically black public university is growing. At a time when college enrollment overall is declining, applications to Morgan for this fall were up 20%, and the new freshman class of about 1,250 students is the largest in 5 years. Wilson credits a big investment in the admissions process. The college hired a new rep in the Midwest and another focused on recruiting more Latino students. A quarter of Morgan's students today do not identify as black. Like many colleges, it's also recruiting more international students.
And then we have invested equally in ensuring that the nation and prospective students know the value of our programs.
Programs like summer internships at Facebook and Google, and a new partnership that allows students to study in China. Morgan's growth is part of a larger trend among HBCUs. North Carolina, A&T State, just welcomed the largest class in its history. Virginia State University's enrollment is up nearly 50% over the last 2 years. Michael Lomax represents 37 private HBCUs as president of the United Negro College Fund. He says some of the growth is a recovery from a 5% dip after the Obama administration tightened lending standards for the federal Parent PLUS loan in 2011.
That issue has been resolved. New credit standards have been established, and it's easier for parents to borrow again.
Mary Beth Gassman researches historically black colleges as director of the Penn Center for Minority-Serving Institutions. While many HBCUs still struggle with heavy debt and low enrollment, she estimates more than half have seen growth in the past few years.
HBCUs are tuition-driven, so any kind of enrollment increase, as long as they're prepared for it, is going to put them in a better position.
Gassman says the current racial climate, with white supremacists recruiting on college campuses and the contentious debate over Confederate monuments, has prompted more students and their parents to consider HBCUs.
So I think it's a combination of what's going on in the country that's negative, but it's also some positive things about really making sure that people know the value of an education at HBCUs.
Morgan State freshman Natavia Williams grew up in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where she was often the only black student in class. She chose Morgan for its multimedia journalism program, but she says a racially motivated attack on her sister at a predominantly white university last fall also influenced her decision.
That was really shocking to me, and I knew that I didn't want to have to experience the feeling of not belonging in an institution that I was paying for.
First-year student Jocelyn Christian grew up in Baltimore, listening to the Morgan Band and choir.
They have a phenomenal music program, very rigorous. And on top of that, being that it's an HBCU, it was just another plus to the package deal.
The United Negro College Fund's Michael Lomax says when he went to college in the 1960s and 70s, many of his fellow African-American students felt they had to tolerate indignities for the greater goal of integration.
I think this new generation doesn't feel the same sense of obligation. And I think they just want to feel like this is their institution as much as it is anyone else's.
And while black students are working to make campuses all over the country more inclusive, a growing number are choosing colleges where they've always been welcome. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.